Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Father, this morning, our hearts are open. Our spirits are open to receive from you, O God, so that our joy will be full. Cause that the preaching of your word will be easy. And cause your word to come to pass in the lives of your people. In Jesus' mighty name. Why don't you clap your hands? Give Jesus a shout of praise. You see, that kind of excitement does not open greater doors. If you came to church with your praise, you want to, I mean, clap your hands. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody standing beside, say, I don't know about you, but your story is about to change. Tell the somebody, say, I don't know about you. I feel blessed this morning. Come on, clap your hands. Receive your strength in heavenly places. Hallelujah. I want to specially welcome you once again to this morning's Lifeline service. Amen. It's still our month of prophetic push. If today happens to be the very first time you are fellowshipping with us, this is Peacekeepers Assembly. It's a place of grace. The grace of God is here. The favor of God is here. Yeah. The peace of God is here. You are not excited. Amen. And I want to tell you that you are at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Yeah. Amen. Can we quickly go into God's word? Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 to 11. I bring you God's word title, The Pathway to Your Prophetic Change. Amen. The first Sunday of this month, we looked at prophetic push, part one. Last week, we looked at prophetic word. Amen. This morning, we want to look at the pathway to your prophetic change. Tell somebody your life is about to change. Amen. Isaiah 55, verse 10 to 11, the Bible says, for as the rains come down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. I don't know what word God has declared concerning your life, but it shall come to pass. Yeah. The louder the hearing, the louder the testimony. Pathway to your prophetic change. Hallelujah. There is one thing in life that is difficult for many people to deal with. Yet, this particular thing, you cannot stop it from happening. And that thing is called change. Shall change. Here on earth, ladies and gentlemen, everything is subject to change. Here on earth, everything is ordained to change. You may believe in it or not, but everything that is under the sun surely changes. Once time passes, everything must change. And so the Bible declares in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, that to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose. Under the heavens, ladies and gentlemen, under this heaven, everything changes. And so difficult times can change. Lonely times can change. Bad situations of life can change. I don't know what bad situation life presented you with, but I came to let you know it has an expiry date. And this morning, it has changed in your favor. In the name of Jesus, you may feel like you are always crying. Before people, you look strong, you sound healthy, but in your in the name of Jesus. You did not come to church with your amen. Everything has a lifespan. Demonic oppressions have a lifespan. Disappointments don't last forever. No matter how your struggle is, it has an expiry date. That's what the Bible says, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace will himself, you will not send an angel, the God of all grace by himself will restore you. He will establish you, and then he will settle you. In this service, we came to speak the immutability of the counsel of God, that the days of all demonic oppressions in your life, they are over this morning. God will stop in the name and receive that testimony. Every seed of wickedness in your life that is represented by no progress, I'm telling you, from January to now, there are some people who have not seen any progress. Every seed of wickedness in your life that is in the form of non-achievement, this morning, before this service will be over, that seed shall be no more. I say that seed shall be no more. This morning, we take your prophetic atmosphere. Let your dark season be turned into day season. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your joy manifest. I said, may your joy manifest. Stop in my life. Everything in life is subject to change. Whether it is a positive change or not, it's a different matter altogether. Amen. Everything is subject to change. You can have change in your physical body. Some weeks ago, I saw our last born without his shirt on. And I realized that he has six packs. Hello? He has six packs. I look at his tummy and I look at my own. And I remember that some years ago, I also had six packs. But because of excess fat, there's deposit of excess fat in the belly area. It normally happens to men. You know, when there's excess fat in the body, as time passes, it deposits where? In your belly area. As for women, it's at three major places. Their upper arm, their thighs, and their buttocks. Hello? But for men, so I saw that my brother has six pack. I used to have six pack. What else? I have half pack. It means that life, things can change. Are you there with me? You can experience change even in your love life. Sometimes you meet people and you think that they are your last stop. Little did you know that they are using you for rehearsals. So you meet somebody, you say, I love you, I love you, I will die for you, I will die for you. 2 days time. The person changes. It means that everything in life is subject to change. There are some people who have broken up certain relationships. They are sure that such a person can be changed. Last Friday, when we closed up the wedding in Wonder Night, a lady called me and she was crying on the phone. And I asked her, what is happening? She said, you will not believe it. I said, I want to believe it. You know, when she's in the United Kingdom and some friends of her connected her to a certain guy in Ghana. And so they got talking and then they started dating on phone. So she spoke to me about the guy and I give her counsel. And I also do what I have to do as a pastor. And so I got to know that she's always buying stuff for the guy. She bought the guy the latest iPhone in that year, no problem. Everybody must have done. She buys clothes, ships it to the guy. One day I called her and they said, you see, for every healthy relationship, must have a proper balance for it to work. There must be mutual benefit and mutual risk. Any kind of relationship where one side is the only one sacrificing, it will not last. So I told her, take your time. Because Bible said, false balance is an abomination to God. I know you love him, but that's some break. The way you are buying things, a time will come, you wouldn't know whether You are in love, or that your investment is what is keeping you. So hold on. And when I gave her this counsel, you can believe me, she stopped talking to me for some time because she's in love. She's in love. Every relationship that you start must have an equal balance. Once you are the only one sacrificing, chances are that you may even feel entitled. So she's like, Pastor, I want to know the mind of God. Will this lady marry me? Yet? Will this gentleman marry me? I said, the word of the Lord is that you don't marry me. So, Pastor, why are you saying that you don't want me to be happy? I said, you said you want to know the mind of God. The mind of God is that this guy will not marry me. Why? Because in the spirit realm, even in the realm of the physical, his own father rejected him as a son. And you too, the day they give birth to you, you don't know your father. And this guy's spiritual status is not yet ready to put a ring on a woman's hand. He must deal with that one first before he comes into your life. Are you listening? But she's in love. There's something happening, like you know, something will definitely happen. Something happened, and for 3 months, the guy never called her. When the guy called her and said, yeah, so what is happening between them? Say, what are you talking about? You don't call me, you don't check on me. The guy said, do you think that the thing she's buying for me is an expression of love? The lady has spent pounds on the guy, and now she has broken out. I said, this lesson is very good for you. It is good for you to be able to move to the next level of your life, because people change. Life is subject to change. Everything in life will change. Give the Lord a clap. How do you do that this morning? So you can experience change in your love life. As a young man growing, I saw a lot of changes that happened in the body of Christ because of different waves and different movements. A time came, there was an evangelical movement. An evangelical movement, Christians at that time, they take the gospel seriously. Anywhere they go, they want to win souls. So any gathering at all, the aim is to win souls. Every conversion is turned into a crusade. And those were the days of the evangelical movement. And when that particular movement got established in the church, it opened up to another movement called the Pentecostals. Hello? So the Pentecostals were interested in local gathering. They are teaching, the emphasis is on holiness, righteousness, how to be humble, how to live an exemplary life, a disciplined life, a life of responsibility. And you know, my parents are Pentecostals. And so my parents will do everything possible for other people to see them good. Because those were their emphasis. Pentecostals will make you see that everything is all right. And so the women should come and sleep. The slit is the down one, right? The slit is very long. You must not show any part of your body. It was a movement. It was a change that happened in the body of Christ. And when that particular dispensation got established in the church, the Pentecostals also opened up to another wave. It was the wave of the charismatics. The charismatics, the emphasis is on the works of the Holy Spirit, where we have speaking in tongues. Well, we have the workings of the spiritual gifts. Hello? Where you are taught healing, you are taught confessing, you are taught miracles. So, as a Christian in the charismatic movement, you wake up every day expecting miracles. And God releases anointing for that particular way. But life is characterized with changes. I feel the charismatic will last long. Then here comes the prophetic. It's the prophetic time that we're introduced to warfare. Hello? Where we expose the workings of the enemy, we say, lift up and say in the name of Jesus, by fire, by thunder, break. It was a prophetic movement. The prophetic movement was what gave the church a sense of direction. Because prophecy is for direction. And so when you come to church, the prophetic age, the thing you'll be hearing from the altar is that you are not born by accident. You are born for a purpose. You are going somewhere in life. No, it's about purpose. It's about where you are going. But even the prophetic wave is phasing out. God. We are entering into a new wave of something I call the wave of empowerment, short empowerment. And in this particular wave, the revelational knowledge of God will be explosive like never before.
Amen.
You come to church, you hear the word of God and ask yourself whether it's the same Bible you are reading, because God is going to release an anointing of understanding the scriptures like never before. What is the purpose of revelational knowledge? So that the gifts, the talents, the skill, the graces of God's people will be empowered for them to take over in the marketplace.
Amen.
Hello? Right. So church is going to move from the four corners of this world. We are going to the marketplace to influence the marketplace with kingdom principles and values. Give the Lord praise. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. It says that, and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall fill the air as the waters cover the sea. And so, in this dispensation, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. In this dispensation, there shall be explosive knowledge, revelational knowledge from the word of God. And so in this season, God is going to empower the creative mind of people, like it happened some few months and years ago, that as the word of God was coming from the altar, some people were having business ideas. And so some of our sisters have established their own entrepreneurial business. Somebody here has done something that looks like lifting. Because she's a dietitian. She never knew she could have that idea. But God is going to empower the creative mind. We are going to see revival in our art and entertainment industry. As I speak to you, that anointing is falling upon your life. There's going to be revival in our movies. We're going to have revival in the fasting world. We're going to have revival in the music industry. Our media, there will be sanity in the media. Because God is going to raise people who will bring sanity into the media space. Praise the Lord. Are you still there? The revelation of knowledge is to empower people to enter into politics. The days when it's all be praying for politicians. And that as for you, you know, you must find thanks for advice and dirty game. You will clean it. God is going to empower you to enter into politics. Say amen.
Amen.
So in this dispensation, that is the wave that is coming. And so, for us to see the changes we have been praying about, for us to see the new things that God is going to do in our life, the first thing that must happen is that the prophetic word must be declared. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you still there with you?
Yes.
The prophetic word must be declared. What is a prophetic word? A prophetic word is that word of God that reveals God's agenda for your life on how he will settle you in the land of the living. Shout amen.
Amen.
The prophetic word is the declared word of God that reveals his power, his will and nature to bring change into your life. The prophetic word has the capacity to invade every area of your life. So as you can hear the word of God not only touches the aspect of your relationship, but it's going to touch your financial destiny. Right. It's going to touch your spiritual life. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The prophetic word has the capacity to invade every area of your life until change is birthed. Prophetic word. So the scripture we read in Isaiah 55 from verse 10 says that, for as the rain comes down, God is trying to compare how the rain falls with the preaching of his word. He said, as the rain comes down, and the snow from the heaven, and do not return, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. So when the word of God is spread, it's like the heavens is releasing blessings upon your life in the form of rain. I don't know why you are here, but I see God empowering you.
Amen.
I say, I see God empowering you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So the word of God, from the scripture we read, when it comes down on God's people, it will water the soil of your heart. The rain of God's word ensures that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The word of God has an agenda. God said, it will not return to me void until it accomplished what I please. What does God please? So that the sower will have seed and the eater of bread will have bread to eat. That means that you have only two seasons of life. Either you are sowing seed or you are eating bread. When you eat bread, it means that it's a blessing that takes care of your today. But if you are sowing seed, it's a blessing that will take care of it in the future. Give the Lord praise. Are you still there? So the word of God is sent into your life to bring change into your now and into the future. God said, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what it is. I don't know what God has told you. I came to let you know that it shall surely come to pass.
Amen.
You are not, I said, it shall surely come to pass.
Amen.
The Bible said, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. It said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. The Bible said, God is not a man that is to lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it, will he not do it? Has he not spoken it, will he not make it good? Anytime God speaks, his hands follow his words. Anytime God says anything, his hands are ready to perform it. I speak over your life in the name of Jesus. This is your season to harvest the realities of the word of God for your life.
Amen.
Shout amen three times.
Amen.
Two.
Amen.
Three.
Amen.
Give the Lord praise. Every prophetic word is time bound. We looked at that last week, so I'll not go into that one. The next thing I want you to pay attention to is that every prophetic word is a change agent. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Please understand that one thing God has magnified is his word. So that we don't only live by the standard of the word of God, but that we will know that the word of God is the highest authority that exists. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
It means that whatever thing that is happening in your life, which is contrary to the word of God, once the prophetic word is spoken into that situation, it must change. Are you still there?
Yes.
It was said because a higher authority has spoken. Authority is in levels. The highest of all authorities is the word of God. No matter what your head of department will tell you to do, once your CEO says something different, he will cancel what your head of department has said. Hello? Why? Because of authority. Amen? No matter what your father tells you in the bedroom, one thing the president can say, he can change what your father has said. Not that your father is not a man of authority, but in the things of authority, we have what? Levels. When I read Matthew chapter 8, the Bible spoke about a centurion. A centurion is an army commander, if you like, who has 100 people under him. A centurion came to Jesus and said that, Lord, I have a servant who is paralyzed. He's very tormented. I want you to help me for me. I pray that God will give you good people.
Amen.
This is a boss who is interested in the well-being of his servant. He came to Jesus. He didn't come to Jesus to ask Jesus to do him anything. He said, I have a servant who is sick. Then Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. Then he said, no, master, please don't come to my house. I'm not ready for you to come to my house. He said, I am a man of authority. I said to one, go, and he goes. I said to one, comes and he comes. He said, speak the word only. Don't take the next step. Just speak the word. Because you are a man of authority, my servant will be healed. And Jesus spoke the word of healing. And at that same hour, the servant was healed. I don't know what you are going to, but I came to declare an escape upon your life.
Amen.
I say you escape every trap of the enemy.
Amen.
You escape every attack in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I came to speak into the light that every door of the inheritance God has for you, you will enter into that door.
Amen.
Starting from now, you are entering into that door.
Amen.
When you shout, amen, you will testify.
Amen.
The Bible says what the word of a king is. his power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. When a man of authority speaks, he cannot be questioned. You can question the words of men, but not the words of a man of authority. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 21, 30 says, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. I remember, you know, we are celebrating with Mr. and Mrs. Kuode. I remember some years ago, I think 1 year before he got pregnant, the prophetic word, it was more than 1 year. Yes. Somewhere around 1 year ago. We're praying and the Lord spoke a prophetic word for me to give to the family. And I said, the Lord is saying that your next pregnancy is going to be a boy. And the Lord opened my eyes 17 years into the life of the boy. And I saw that he's a great footballer. And I saw the flags of many nations of it. On the body of the child, like the way your skin is, that particular child, you know, I'm still saying the prophecy so that you'll be a witness. That whatever thing God says comes to pass. So, flags of many nations interwoven into the skin of the child. So, when she got pregnant, they went to do scan. And when they did a scan, they saw that it was a girl. And the doctor that did the scan is not a trained doctor. He's been in the profession for a very long time. So, the sis went to buy some lady stuff. What the scan machine saw is true. But what the scan machine cannot see is the touch of the word of God.
Yeah.
When the baby came out, a boy. You said I said girl and I want to buy girl stuff. You must pay me back. The doctor, as he paid me back, we must go for the money. It's a clear scenario that whatever thing God has said, regardless of the opinion of men, is not come to pass.
Yeah.
It's not come to pass. It cannot pass. Do you know what it is for you as a man of God to prophesy in a young church? Tell them something you have to 5 years. You better be prophesying that somebody will get pregnant. Then she said, boy, when it comes out there, the church has collapsed. There are some things you don't need to play. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Like our sister came to give the testimony at the church. Some of those of you were here. Before the service closed, I saw the angel of good news behind them. The Lord said, pour oil on there. Speak my word in her life. She stopped working for about 10 years and she needed to be absorbed into a company. She took that age is not on her side. The younger folks that have come, they are sharp. But the word of God. The word of God. If you have clapped, you clap. If you clap, you will perceive the goodness of the Lord in the life of the lady. Hallelujah. Amen. Every prophetic word can be resisted. I need your attention here. Every prophetic word that comes upon your life, it can be what? Resisted. There are two things that hinder the prophetic word from coming to pass in your life. One is the human will. Shout the human will. God has given everybody a will by which decisions are made and actions are initiated. Though God is all powerful, he cannot work among us unless somebody allows him. Like the word of God coming this morning, you can decide as an individual to reject the word of God, and God will not force it for you. You are so powerful that you can determine not to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, and God can do nothing about it. The human will is powerful. The human will can stop the manifestation of God's will. And so, if there will be anyone who sees the realities of God's word in his life, it will be that individual who has submitted or surrendered his will to God. Are you there with me? For you to see the realities of God's word in your life, then you will be that person who says that though I am a wise individual, but God, you are the all-wise God. I salute. If you are too big and you feel too important, you will hardly see the hand of God in your life. Jesus was successful in his days on the earth because he surrendered his will to God. Even in difficult matters, he said, if it was my will, let this cup pass over me. But not my will, oh God, but your will be done. In the Lord's praise. So, the secret to have change in your life, the secret of seeing manifestation of God's hand in your life, is when you surrender your will to the will of the Master. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 to 6. Set it up. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So, scripture agrees that you have your own understanding. But I said, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your. Oh, preach with me. You direct your. So, surrendering your will to God, he becomes your guide. What guides you in life will guard you. What leads you in life is what will protect you. If you lead yourself, get ready, you must protect yourself. But if it is God who is leading you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And any tongue that arises against you in that night, it shall be content. Come on, start and say, yes! James chapter 4, 6 to 7. James 4, 6 to 7. The Bible said, but he gives more grace. I love this scripture. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So he said, therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Can I show you a mystery here?
Yes, sir.
You can only resist the devil when you as an individual, you submit to God. Because the will of the devil is stronger than the will of any flesh and blood. But a man who surrenders his will to God takes on the authority of God against any kind of devil.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? You can only cast out demons. You can only speak to the spirit of poverty at your gate for it to listen. When you, as an individual, you are submitted to the authority that is in God. If you reject God's word, according to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, let's go to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. If you reject God's prophetic word, God's instruction for your life, see what God says. He says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge, I also will do what? When God talks to you and you reject his word, he said, I'll also reject you. When God rejects an individual, are you the one to help the individual? No. He said, if you reject my knowledge, I will reject you. Anyone who rejects God's word, that person is a proud individual. That's why, take us back to James chapter 4, verse 6. He says that he gives more grace, but he resists the proud. Therefore, he gives more grace. Therefore, he said, God resists the proud. Not Satan, but God himself resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. When you are humble, you are that person who salutes the authority and the sovereignty of God. That I know I am hardworking, but I believe in your strength. I believe in your wisdom. God help me in every step of the way. Are you there with me?
Yeah.
It shows that you are humble. Then you give you grace to do mighty things. Give the Lord praise. So the human will is very powerful. So when you surrender your will to God, it's a demonstration that you believe God's word. Amen?
Amen?
It means that you believe God. You can trust him with your life. When you surrender your will to, it's like a man proposing to you and say, you arrive there or not, you are trusting him with your life to take you where he says he will take you. Are you still there? It's when we hand over our will to God or submit to God's authority that you are displaying your belief in God. Nothing good can happen to you outside of your belief in God. What you believe is what God will do. What you believe is what? Is what God will do. I told you last week that God's word does not come to pass automatically. In fact, God has spoken, means that it come to pass. A woman sent me a text with a petroleum commission that pastor, a man of God, gave me a prophetic, I'm still waiting for it to come to pass. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. No. We spoke about it last week. Nothing good can happen to you outside of your belief in God. What you believe is what God will do. 2 Chronicles 20:20. The Bible says, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophet, and you shall prosper. How do you believe a man? You sit in Jotro, you sit in Abubakar. Whether the guy has taken wheat or not, you don't know. But somehow you know that you get to your destination. Whether the guy has taken hard tracks behind the wheel, you have no idea. But something tells you that you believe that this guy will get to your destination. Praise be to God. I was on a flight, and the moment we sat down, a gentleman who sat on the other side, he just did his service and started snoring. He said, boy, he knows that you are right. He knows. He has belief in the pilot. The one who runs your life knows nothing. His name is Jesus. I said, his name is Jesus. And anything he has started with you, he will continue and he will finish it. Come on, give the Lord praise in the house. Believe that God's word is true. Believe that he will take care of you. What you believe is what God will do. John chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus speaking says that blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. When we are talking about belief in our time, there are many people who only believe because they have seen a sign. When you are like that, you'll be late in life. So I want something to happen first. I want something to happen. Jesus speaking said there is a blessing for those who have not yet seen, but they believe. Luke chapter 1:45, blessed is he who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Tell someone to work on your belief. Tell the person, work on your belief. Amen. Someone called me yesterday, a pregnant woman, and she called me and she was crying on the phone. I said, what has happened? He said, pastor, I went for a baby shower and there was this old woman who was looking at my stomach, my belly. And when I slept, I saw that someone was looking at my belly and something entered into me. Pastor, something happened to me. And she was crying. She's crying as though she's defeated in life. I said, where is your belief in God? Then I asked her, I said, have you seen anybody who got angry and went to have a transformer before? Though they are angry, they still have sense. That there are some things you don't touch. They are angry. Then I'll show you something. They go and have a transformer. I asked her, how did transformer, what will happen to you? She said, the individual will be defeated and you will die. I said, the God that lives in you is more dangerous than a transformer.
Yeah.
Until you have this consciousness, it will not be your reality. Are you here? Until you have this consciousness, you will not see it as a reality. What you are conscious of is what happens in your life. And you are not clapping. What you are conscious of. So I said, the God that he said, pastor, is true. It's true. Pastor, I was ashamed. Now, you see, it is one thing to be saying, it's another thing for it to be in your heart. I know that I am not alone. No matter where I am, I know that I am not alone. Because a general, you see a general walking alone at the restaurant, he's not alone. He has other people around. Tell someone I'm not alone. How do I know? Psalm 91. He said, he'll give his angels charge over you. That will keep you in all your ways. Amen. Amen. So, man of God, I'm alone. Why I am is that I'm afraid. You are alone. Indeed, you are alone. Until you have it as a consciousness, it will not become your reality. Are you still here this morning?
Yes.
Why are you still here?
Yes.
You can only see change in your life by what you believe in God. The sign that you believe in God is for you to submit your will to Him. Praise be to God. Now, the second thing that can stop the manifestation of God's word for your life is what is called the demonic will. Shout the demonic will. It is a will of the devil to make God a liar in your life in order to resist your change. But I came to tell you the devil is a liar. That is why everything that God gives you, the devil likes to steal it so that you resist your change. Anything God gives you, the enemy wants to kill it to resist your change. Anything God gives you, the enemy wants to destroy it to resist your change. The devil will throw everything at you so that the change you are waiting for will not come. It's called a demonic will. Any will of the enemy to turn your testimony into a major persecution, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Everything you have for your house that you will not finish this year well, that though you are happy, you will turn it into money, we declare the word of the Lord. Let the assignment of the enemy be canceled. Let it be canceled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The enemy will come in a way to overwhelm you. The Bible says he comes in the form of a flood. You see, when a flood hits a home or a neighborhood, it's difficult to control. He hits you at every angle. He targets your children as you are praying and believing God for cover. Then he touches your money. As you are believing God for cover, he touches somebody that you love. See, they are rushing your loved one to the hospital. He overwhelms you so that you will resist the change that God gives you. But I see an activation of angelic protection over your life.
Amen.
Everybody that is connected to you, we are coming under angelic protection.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your hands and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the authority in the word of God, we declare no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
Any tongue that says that you will not make it, we condemn that tongue.
Amen.
Any tongue speaking your doom, your disaster, we condemn that tongue in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I declare that all the days of your life, you will succeed.
Amen.
You will progress.
Amen.
There are three ways to know the devil is interested in resisting your change. How do you know? Number one, it causes you to lose focus. When the enemy is interested in resisting your change, to making sure that what God has said will not come to pass in your life, he will cause you to lose focus. Anytime God's word comes, the word of God puts your future before you. You can see it with the eye of your spirit. Anyone who misses God, one thing that happens to them is that they are not able to see the future anymore. Hello? But when God is with you, you don't know how, but you have a witness in your spirit that you will not die before your time.
Yeah.
That you will not continue to beg before you make it. Is somebody hearing me? That no matter the difficulty, God can turn things around. And so when the enemy is interested in you, it causes you to lose focus. It causes you to look at how big problems are for you to forget how big your God is. And so, it happened to Peter. Peter said, God, if it is you, bid me to come. Many of you started relationships, marriages, you started businesses because you had a sense that God was the one who gave you the clearance. God said, I am the one, come. And Peter started walking on water, walking close to Jesus. But the Bible said he felt some wind beat. The wind was straight, so he decided to look at the wind. As he looked at the wind, he said, this wind will kill human beings. The Bible said he saw how boisterous it was. Then he began to sing. Can I tell you something? Greatness does not come by effort. Sometimes when you look at how you got it to where you are, if you are truthful to yourself, you will know that it is by the hand of God. The Bible doesn't encourage us to trust in our abilities, in what we have. A time came, Israel never knew defeat in battle. So God spoke to David and said, don't count the number of soldiers you have. But when he counts them, you may think that it's because of the size of the army. That's why you're making headway. But it's not true. Amen?
Amen.
A time came when we moved from the old place to this place. In that short period, we stopped calculating the amount of money that was going to the project. God was like, yeah. The money that is going to the is a lot of money. We have money. No, God doesn't want us to trust in that ability. Because sometimes workers are here working. 15 workers, they are here working, and we don't have money to pay them. By the time they'll be done, there's provision from God. Who's still here? Why are you still here?
Yes.
So you must not look, you must fix your focus on God. It's true, you have rehearsed your problem that people, when they sit in front of you, ask them, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want God to do for you? What do you want me to pray about? Say, Pastor, I have not 70 years now. I've not drank water. We are used to problems. But I want you to be used to the power of God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
I want you to be what? To be used to the power of God. That you don't need another service. This service is enough. Once you are under this atmosphere, anything is possible. Oh, give the Lord. So when the enemy will cause people to veer off, to lose focus, he bewitches them. How does he do it? You will be captivated by the distraction. Say, look at me, look at my age. Look at my friends. I'm even older than them. Look at what they are doing. And so, it catches your attention. And don't know that you also have your own peculiar destiny.
Yes.
That good days come in the morning, you also come in the afternoon.
Amen.
Are you there with me? If you do not come in the afternoon, tomorrow will not come. Even if it's your problem,
amen.
Give the Lord praise. Are you still there? The second thing the enemy will do as a sign that he's interested in resisting your change is for you to lose faith. Amen. So number one is to lose focus. Number two, to lose faith. Lose faith in who? Lose faith in your God and in your own self. Say, God, I begin to think that God is a myth. Why? Because you're not able to pay your rent. God is a myth. God is bigger than that. Give us a break. Hello? Hello? The enemy will come at you so that you lose faith in God. Then you lose faith in yourself and in your prayer. The greatest distraction the enemy can give you is for you to begin to doubt yourself. That this is the end of the road for me. No, no, this is the end. Once you confess that to yourself, then you don't need the assistance of the enemy to start coming down. But you tell yourself that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord God delivers you from them all. Say, rejoice not against you, all my enemies. For when I fall, I shall rise again. I see you rising again.
Amen.
Oh, I see you rising again.
Amen.
Come on, I see you rising again.
Amen.
You think that you want to have pot of wine that is the end. You are going to buy five pots of wine.
Amen.
I see this coming upon you.
Amen.
I see this season you have become a miracle. For whatever reason, I'll give this testimony to the devil runs away from coming. We were sacked from the whole place. So we got this man, $40,000. Everything is paid for by the hand of God. Oh, we have secret account. We have the secret. You will not have a secret But we said, but who makes a way? There is another God to the rest. We thought that was the end. But God made a way where there seems to be no. Those who were pursuing them tried to follow them. They didn't know that it was a trap. Hello? I just have a word for somebody. That the one who brought you down last year, should the person try this year, God will cast them off. Say, I am untouchable. Take the Lord praise in your face. Hallelujah. So the last thing for you to know, the enemy is interested in you, is he will cause you to lose fellowship with the brethren. Amen.
Amen.
The company you keep is a snapshot of the destiny you have. Mm. If you are better than everybody in the company you keep, get ready, you are about to sink. You are about to go on.
Sink.
When the enemy is interested in you, he cuts you off from godly relationships. Relationships that will take you far. You work on your emotions to fight against them today. But you cannot see, but the enemy can see that this particular individual, God planted them into your life for a particular reason. Are you there with me? And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, says, forsaking not the gathering of the saints. As for you to go, you are going to be the champion. That is your doom. But when God is taking you, everybody is better than you are. He wants you to develop new ways. You are going to find yourself in the midst of prominent people. You're going to find yourself in the midst of people who have money. Amen. I'm not talking about people who are rich, wealthy. There's a difference between rich and being wealthy. The wealthy man may not have a physical cash, but there's nothing that money can buy that he cannot afford. Amen.
Amen.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, by exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. When the enemy is interested in you, he will single you out, make you break ties with people who will be of help to you tomorrow. I pray that God will give you wisdom.
Amen.
I pray that even there's some people who are, when they decide to leave you, you say, I'm not leaving you. Elijah told Elisha, I need you to stay in Bethel. I have something to do in Gilgal. He said, as your soul lives and the Lord lives, I'm not leaving you today. This is the first time I'm rebelling against you. I'm not leaving. There are some people that you must not allow them to go. Hello?
Right.
If they find fault with you, tell them you are sorry. Because there is no destiny greater than the relationship that, there's no destiny greater than the people that are connected to that destiny. God does everything through relationship. Are you there with me? I see God giving you godly relationships. God is going to give you good people. They are going to show you the way.
Amen.
Listen, no matter how skillful you are, like zero, until somebody holds your hand, no one will see the fruit of me. God is going to give you people who are stronger than you,
amen,
who are better than you,
amen,
who are more anointed than you.
Amen.
Stop. Amen. 3 times.
Amen.
2.
Amen.
3.
Amen.
Let's read Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, and use it for prayer. Habakkuk 2, 3. The Bible said, for the vision is here for an important time. By the end, it will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The prayer is that, God, today is my day of appointment. Let my change come. Is it a good prayer?
Yes.
I don't know, maybe somebody here, you are believing God for healing. It's going to come.
Amen.
You know, say amen.
Amen.
So, someone here, you are believing God for divine intervention. God is going to shift intervention from the north into your direction.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, Father, I say, God, today is my day of appointment. Let my change come. Tell God you are open to his change. Tell God you are open for a new thing. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray to God. Go ahead and pray to God. Today is my day of appointment. You did not come to church, but you came to have an appointment with God. You want to continue to pray and tell God, God, I surrender my name to you. Lift up my hands to your supremacy. Take charge over my life. Go ahead and pray. Take charge, Lord. Take charge, Lord. Take charge, Lord. Take charge, Lord. Take charge over my life. Take charge over my life. At this point, I want to give you a golden opportunity. You that you are hearing the sound of my voice, you know that you are not born again. After this life, there's a place for us to go. I want to give you this golden opportunity. If you know you are not born again, they want me to pray for you to be born again. I need you to lift up your right hand. If you are here, you know in your heart of hearts. You know in your heart of hearts that should you die today, you are going to hell. This is an opportunity. This is not about friends. This is about an individual decision. You want to be born again, you want to lift up your right hand in the next 10 seconds. If you want to be born again, lift up your right hand. If you want to be born again, lift up your right hand. Let it be above your head. Let it be above your head. If your right hand is lifted, I need you to please stand. Please stand to your feet. Ask your right hand. If you want to be born again, Mr. Man of God, pray for me. I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. If you are standing, please, I need you to come forward. As a church, we pray. We clap our hands and celebrate God. Come to me. Please come to me. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You are welcome. Look at me. You know, a witch is a witch because an individual has been initiated. Are you hearing me? When a witch becomes a witch, they renounce the Christian faith, they renounce Jesus, they renounce their relations with earth. So that when they strike, you strike without mercy. But today you are going to say a prayer after me. And whether you know it or not, your life has changed. The one who created the heavens and the earth will sit in you, and your life will be a testimony. Lift up your two hands. Say, I mention your full name. I thank you, O God. I just want to help you today. I say, I thank you, O God, for this privilege. Say, Heavenly Father, today I accept that I'm a sinner. And for my sake, Jesus Christ came to die, resurrected, and ascended. Today, I receive him into my life as my Lord and Savior. Say, Heavenly Father, write my name in the book of life. Holy Spirit of God, help me to serve the Lord all the days of my life. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.